Well, joining us today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat is a minister we've had on plenty of times before, the Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, Doug Schweitzer. He's been very busy lately, so we appreciate you, Minister, for taking the time to join us here today.
No, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today, I know you recently had a meeting with the Chambers of Commerce here in the Peace River area, with the Peace River and Grimshaw Chambers. What was some of the things you sort of talked about there?
Well, you know what? We had a really good discussion, and we're doing a tour right now across Alberta virtually. So from the basement of my house, we're reaching out to chambers across the province. And you know what? We had a really good discussion. Lots of topics covered, from the future of the oil and gas industry, agriculture, the forestry sector, got into tourism. We even talked about the film and television industry. So lots of ground covered, and really good feedback from the local business community.
And we've seen you talk a lot recently about diversifying the economy, and there's been a number of things sort of big on kind of that front. What kinds of things is the province looking to see here with this diversification?
Well, the really exciting thing that we're seeing is that not only are our main economic drivers rebounding, oil and gas prices are strong right now, agricultural prices are looking good this year, lumber prices are at an all-time high. So lots of our main conventional drivers of our economy are all looking really positive for a rebound this year. But we're also seeing really strong growth in areas like film and television, where thousands of jobs are being created in Alberta. On top of that, our technology sector. We went from about 1,200 technology companies in Alberta in 2018 to over 3,000 by 2020, just 2 years later. And not only do we have, not just double, but 150% more companies, they're also bigger. They've raised more money. These are larger enterprises, and they're hiring thousands of people. And it's not just in our big cities. It's not just in Edmonton and Calgary. We're seeing this in our mid-sized centers like Peace River. It's starting to happen across the province. So it's really exciting to see this innovation happening in Alberta. We're known as an entrepreneurial province, and it's really holding true.
And we talk about kind of attracting investments. As you mentioned, it's not just in the big cities. It's also kind of in the smaller centers, up here in the Peace Country. What kinds of things can we potentially see up here on that front?
Well, I think it's going to just be exciting to see, some of our main economic drivers kind of really hit their stride. We're seeing an immense amount of agricultural equipment being bought right now. I think we're going to start to see a vibrancy in our small businesses, particularly as we come out of this pandemic. People are going to want to travel again. People are going to want to see their families. And so we're really excited to see, what Alberta's going to look like in the second half of this year. The one thing that's been really interesting from a stat as well, just to put out there, is that, for Albertans and Canadians that were able to maintain their employment during this pandemic, and we know that the pandemic has impacted, lots of people in, unemployment, other issues. But if people have kept their employment, they've actually saved more money than they've ever saved before on average. So we're expecting that it's going to be burning a little bit of a hole in their wallet. We're expecting a significant amount of spending to happen in the second half of this year by those Albertans and Canadians that have been able to save money over the last year. So it's going to be a pretty interesting second half. Lots of forecasts predicting that Alberta is going to lead the country in growth and job creation. So we're looking forward to that rebound for Alberta.
As you mentioned a little bit earlier, you have been doing somewhat of a virtual tour, talking with chambers of commerce all throughout the province. Do you feel that there's sort of a growing sense of optimism of getting the economy in this province sort of on the rebound there?
We're definitely starting to see it. People are having a little bit more of that optimism in their voices. They're starting to see what the path forward looks like. They're starting to get more purchase orders coming in. So you're really starting to see it in every corner of Alberta, that renewed optimism that the future is going to be a little bit better. I'm actually pretty optimistic that it's going to be a lot better. But people have that cautious optimism right now, and I do think that as we get more and more people vaccinated, we get out of this pandemic, there's going to be quite a bit of activity in the second half of 2021.
And whenever we have you on, we always like to have a little bit of baseball talk in there. And a big thing with the Blue Jays recently, we saw the other night, Nate Pearson making his much-anticipated debut. It was a little shaky in that game, but certainly is a very exciting thing for the Blue Jays to see a big-name pitcher coming up on the rise to the ranks here.
Well, you know what? It's good to see some of their young core really starting to hit its stride. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit a home run the other day. He's looking good. Bo Bichette's looking strong. But they do need that pitching staff to go to the next level. They've got a few kind of senior veterans there that are kind of good pillars of foundation. But, yeah, they need a young fireballer like Nate Pearson to hit his stride and really be kind of one of their stable anchors of that starting rotation.
One thing, though, I am concerned a little bit about the Blue Jays is they spent all that money in George Springer, and I think he's only played in like 3 games so far because of some of the injuries he's had. I'm starting to have flashbacks to when they spent all that money on B.J. Ryan back in the day, and he ran into some injury problems. Are you kind of sort of as concerned as I am about Springer, about him being healthy?
I think it's a little bit too early to tell. I mean, he's a good athlete. Like, once he's healthy, I mean, he's going to be a big, big part of that offense. So they just need to get him healthy. You know, they maybe take a little bit of extra time to make sure he's fully recovered. And I do think he'll be another big bat in the middle of that lineup.
All right. Well, you know, you got a number of things to deal with out there. Province's Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Innovation, Doug Schweitzer, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
My pleasure. Thanks again for having me on.